World Show on Kaya 959.
Right now, I am joined by the first of tonight's special guests, Mr. Deluxe.
Hey,
good
Nikki.
To have you in the house.
How are you, Nikki?
I'm good, thanks.
Are you well?
I'm very good.
You actually made me to think of a little story I want to tell you.
Please tell me.
Your first set that you played, right? It actually took me back to 2013. There's a very beautiful album which was made, well curated, well selected, A Night of Deep Volume 2.
Ah, yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking
about.
You
took me back. That's more than a decade later, eh?
That's more than, I think it was 2012.
12, 13, if
2012,
I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yeah, yeah, 2012.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, A Night of Deep. And in fact, you can only get that one if you've got the CD still.
I've got the CD.
You
I've got
see?
The hard copy.
You see?
I have to. Yeah.
We'll have to speak to Do It Now Recordings and say, re-release it.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's that global lounge
exactly,
vibe.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, for some reason I was going to pick it up all the way tonight, and then something caught me and said, no, hang on, ease it in.
Take it easy.
Yes.
That was nice. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Yeah, thank you so
amazing.
Much.
That was amazing.
I can't believe you said it was 2021.
2021. When I went.
The last show of 2021.
The last show of 2021, I closed off that show.
You came and did a mix on the
so
world
show. So
now
this
show.
Is what, 3 years later, three. I'm closing the show again. How
yes.
beautiful is that?
Beautiful, yeah. absolutely
yeah.
beautiful.
But I'm happy to be here.
And I must say, I saw you, was it last year I saw you at Smoking Dragon?
It was the year before.
And
yeah,
you played the most
yeah.
gorgeous set there.
Thank you so much.
Looking over the dam and the mountains
yeah,
in the background.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Amazing festival. Eh?
Yes, beautiful festival.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we both here, we're not there. And I'm so happy because you're going to mix for us. What have you got in store for us tonight?
Actually, Nikki, to be honest with you, I'm going to take it a little bit back to the sounds that actually got me into the space of DJing, you know?
Oh, great.
Yeah, that soulful tip.
Yes.
You can never go wrong with soulful.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan of soulful. And I know these days we're all going minimal, dub and all those things. But soulful, that groovy, deep house tip, you know?
Yes.
Music that speaks to the heart, music that speaks to the soul.
That's what you're always known for.
Exactly.
And know? I mean, you've been releasing recently as well. Tell us a little bit about that album. Are you going to play some of it?
I'll play some of them.
Yes.
I've released this year 3 EPs. I'm also releasing next year in Jan as well. beautiful EPs.
Yes.
So if you haven't had time to check them out, please
I
do
have.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have beautiful
Even our
EP.
Listeners, they must also check them out as
yes.
well.
Yes. And it's so interesting for me because when you say that, and you are always soulful, even if you're not playing so-called soulful house.
Yes, yes.
If you know
yes.
what I'm saying.
I get you, 100%.
Yes.
It's nice to play something that speaks to the heart.
Yes.
You know, and when you play it from the heart, the set makes even more sense.
Absolutely.
And I always believe, and I know this for sure, I speak on behalf of many DJs, we have to become storytellers. You need to tell a story when you play your set. You know, you need to give an audience something to think about the next day. That's what I believe in.
Yes,
you know?
Or take them on a journey.
Take them on a journey of triumph. Take them on a journey of healing. Take them on a journey of creating beautiful memories, you know. That's what I believe in. We don't just play music, but we play music for the people to touch their hearts, to speak to their souls.
Yes.
That's I believe in that principle, you know.
Yes.
And big ups to all the DJs that have that are actually keeping it real. You know, I've got massive respect for all the DJs out there.
Yes, thank you so much, and thanks for being one of them. But before you mix for us, just mention the names of the EPs.
I've got Virgo on 27. That's one EP. It's a 2-track EP. I've released it with the Round Robin Recordings. And I've also released with Bateria Records. That's a Netherlands-based record label. Also an EP there. There's an EP I've also released with a Mexico-based record label. It's called Domestic Animal.
Amazing.
I'm releasing Jen as well with a Cape Town-based record label called Pocket Food. I'm also be releasing there. And I'm working on something. I'm not too sure if I should say it, but I'm working on something with Soul Candy. So I might be dropping an album with Soul Candy next year.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
you've
just,
been so busy.
I have to.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know, you said, sorry for interrupting, but you said 2 things earlier which really struck me.
Yeah.
Which is really like as a DJ, find that place that, you know, and even, don't you find sometimes as a performer, not every day are we feeling centered. Not every day.
Yeah.
And it's about going to a set and saying, let me find that center through the music.
For sure.
And that's what I get from your mixes.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. It means a lot coming from you. It means a lot when you get feedback. You know, the feedback sometimes is not always so good.
Yes.
But even when it's not so good, it gives you something to work on.
Yes.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it gives you something to work on so you can polish your skills, so you can polish your playlist, so you can polish your music. Then you can understand your audience much better.
Yes.
Like you said, you're not the same every day.
But don't you also find sometimes you think, because we're not the same every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And some days are good days and some days are bad days. And some days I'm not having a good day, but I do the best set ever.
Exactly.
And some days I think I'm well prepared and then it's not my favorite set.
Yeah.
But isn't the point also that even when you think you haven't played your favorite set, that others come and give you good feedback?
And that's the nice part about it.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll just go out.
Yes.
Not because I'm booked or I'm playing. I'll just go out to listen to other guys playing.
Yes.
To listen to other artists performing.
Beautiful.
That's where we get our inspiration from.
Absolutely.
That's my number one principle of inspiration. Going out and listening to other artists, listening to other DJs.
Yes.
Then you understand what is the scene out there.
Yes.
You understand what are the people feeling out there.
Yes.
Then you get the whole mood. And I'll give you another example. I went to a festival in Cape Town, Wolfkop Weekender. I'm playing at that festival next year in January, right? Beautiful festival. But I went there this year in Jan to understand the culture of the festival, to get the ambience of the festival. So when I'm going next year, I have a better understanding of the tradition of Wolfkop Weekender.
Absolutely.
And I'm so excited about that one.
Yes, you've prepared especially for that festival.
Especially for that one.
Yes.
That's one festival that's actually giving me goosebumps.
Yes.
But I'm so happy about it.
Yes. You
know? Like I said, that's where I find my inspiration, listening to other artists.
Listening to other and adapting, as you
say. Adapting to other, exactly.
Look at what time is my set? Am I playing to open? Am I playing at peak?
Yeah.
What do I prepare because of the time? What do I prepare because of the crowd? What do I prepare because of, the day of the week?
Exactly, exactly.
You know, maybe.
You need to find balance in between.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes a very good DJ, you know? Find balance between you being behind the decks with one leg in the booth and the other leg on the audience on the dance floor.
Yes.
Then you need to find balance in between that. And that's what makes a good DJ. For me, that was big.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I find that very beautiful to connect with someone who's playing their heart out.
Yes.
Who plays their heart out.
Yes.
And you are on the dance floor and you can feel their mood. You can feel the energy. You can get the message behind their sets.
Yes.
That's, for me, that's very beautiful.
Beautiful. I can't wait to hear your set. Let's have another chat afterwards.
For sure.
Yes. Definitely. Mr. Deluxe is in the house and he is going to be mixing for us right now on The World Show, coming up after this.
We back. Let's get back
to the rhythm and beats.
Kaya.
959.
On the street.
On the air.
Global Group. On The World Show with Nikki B.
By time, sign, parentheses, little r over big R, and parentheses, divided by, parentheses, little r.
Big R.
From 6 to 9 p.m. on Kaya 959. Show with Nikki B. Pier 959.
Do you remember house? house. Do you remember house? Do you remember house? Do you remember house? Do you remember house?
some feelings that I wanna dash away from my soul. I want you to know that it's not right, and it makes me feel I want to be alone. But when I look at you, I get inspired to make me fly real high. And I know that life's gonna be alright. Let's get some happy feelings on the road.
On the World Show with Nikki B.
Thank you.
World Show with Nikki B.
Beautiful, beautiful kind of exit moving us to the end of the year. And I'm so pleased you played two Mr. Deluxe tracks at the end. Tell us about those two.
Those two, they come from one of the EPs I've dropped this year with Round Robin Recordings. The first track I played, that's the After the Fall, and the one playing right now, that's Ambrosia. Those are one
beautiful.
Of my favorite tracks.
Very
yeah,
deep.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very deep.
And I'm actually very proud of the guys at Riot Robbins, because when I send them the stuff, you know, they have the fine touch to give it that clarity of the of the sound that you need to hear.
Yes.
You know, and they've done absolutely an amazing job with with their mastering. You know, and I say thank you so much for that. But yeah, like I said when we spoke earlier on, that's what I believe in, Nikki. Just No one is bigger than the music. I'm not bigger than the music.
Yes.
I'm just simply saying to the world at large, this is me. This is what I do. What do you think of what I do? This is my craft.
We love what
exactly.
You do.
What's your thought about what I do? And I'm glad you love it.
Yes, yeah. But what a beautiful set right from the beginning till the end.
Thank you so much.
I mean, you represented with your soulfulness, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad I could keep it.
But these new album, these new EPs of
yes,
yours,
yes.
They're taking it to another level. This is like other dimension stuff.
Yeah.
It really, now you're working with sound, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
And I have to say to one guy that has really plucked me on when it comes to production, that's Wade Watts.
Yes.
An amazing producer. I'm learning a lot from him. It's exploring with different sounds, different elements in the midst of trying to find yourself as an artist. And during that process, it's a beautiful journey, you know.
Yes.
I think it's one of those where you woke up 2 a.m. in the early wee hours of the morning. You don't mind waking up and rushing to the studio.
Yes.
You know, because
or not getting home from the studio.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Because you're doing something that's fulfilling to your soul.
Yes.
You know? And like I said, I really appreciate the platform, and I appreciate the platform that you're giving to all the artists and the DJs that are coming into your platform. I think that's amazing. I think that's a beautiful thing that you're doing to the industry at large. You know, it's not a lot of spaces where you are invited and you can come and be yourself and play your heart out.
Yes.
So I say to you, Nikki, and Kaya 959, that sounded like a jingle. Yeah, but thank you very much. Really appreciate the platform. Keep it going. You're doing amazing work for the industry.
Thank you so much, and thank you for blessing us as well. That truly was a spectacular mix.
It's
thank
only a
you
pleasure.
So much.
It's only a pleasure.
Another big hand for Mr. Dilla.